91X News.
It's 1 degree and mostly cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Sabrina MacDonald. A 21-year-old Belleville man was arrested for driving over the legal alcohol limit yesterday. During the traffic stop at Sydney Street and Maple Drive, the driver was also found to have cocaine, according to Belleville police. He was not to have any contact with the passenger who was in his vehicle at the time of the traffic stop, a condition relating to previous charge. A bail hearing is set for today. After announcing that he is leaving the U.S. Senate from sexual misconduct allegations, Al Franken got in jabs at President Donald Trump and Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore.
Franken says there's some irony here.
In the fact that I am leaving while a man who has bragged on tape about his history of sexual assault sits in the Oval Office, and a man who has repeatedly preyed on young girls campaigns for the Senate with the full support of his party.
Franken says he himself has not brought any dishonor on the Senate. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The Palestinians are asking the UN Security Council to take action fast and demand that President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel be canceled. A senior Palestinian official says the Palestinians will not meet with Vice President Mike Pence during his upcoming visit to the region later this month. Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital and to move forward with plans to move the U.S. embassy to the city has sparked outrage across the region. Approximately 125 local businesses professionals gathered at Belleville's casino on Tuesday night for Belleville Chamber of Commerce's annual holiday mingle. QNET's Sophie Dudley attended the event.
The Holiday Mingle is an annual event that brings business members from all over the Belleville and Quinte area together in one room for an evening to network in a festive environment. While enjoying desserts, cold cuts, cheeses, and wine, business professionals mingled and made new contacts. Bob Clute, the CEO of Prince Edward Hastings Habitat for Humanity, was one of the attendees.
The business community in this town is very strong and very cooperative with each other. So when I look around the room and see so many familiar faces, regardless of the business they're in, a very diverse group, I'm really impressed.
Rosie Ouellette is the membership coordinator for the Belleville Chamber of Commerce. She said it's a great opportunity for new business owners.
If you were new coming tonight, there's 100 people right here for you to meet. And by having them frequently, I always tell people when they come, try and focus on maybe 5 people. Make 5 really good connections so that when you walk out of the room, you have their business card, you remember their name, you're comfortable to email them the next day and, you know, review what you talked about and build that relationship.
Check out the Belleville Chamber website to see when they're holding their next mingle event. Sophie Dudley, QNET News, Belleville.
This year's flu season in Ontario could be more severe than average due to an ineffective vaccine, according to media reports. Each year, a new influenza vaccine is made to match the great strain of virus that is in effect. The strain will often change each year, and doctors have to be able to properly determine which vaccine they will provide the public to get immunized. The Public Health Agency of Canada estimates that approximately 35% of the population gets the flu shot, and this year, there has been a 30 to 35% increase for pharmacies in the Hastings-Prince Edward region. Ontario will be offering the overdose-reversing medication, naloxone, to police and firefighter services across the province as it continues to struggle with an opioid crisis. Health Minister Eric Hoskins and Community Safety Minister Marie-France Lalonde made the announcement today as new figures show deaths from opioids continue to get higher. Chief Coroner Dirk Heuer says there were nearly 350 opioid-related deaths in the province from May to July, an increase of 68% from the same time last year. Naloxone will be offered to all police services and all municipal fire departments across Ontario. The Canadian Automobile Association says nearly 4 in every 5 Ontario drivers surveyed are concerned about the effect that legalizing marijuana will have on road safety. A poll of 1,000 drivers made by Ipsos for the association found that nearly 80% of people who responded are concerned about marijuana legalization in July of next year. CAA spokeswoman Teresa DeFelice explains.
I think it's just a general perception when you also take a look at the fact that, you know, almost 50% of people who surveyed have at least tried it at least once, recognize that there is an impact to your cognitive ability, and therefore would be an impact to driving safely.
Nearly three-quarters of respondents said public education about the issue is an important part of legalization. Canadian members of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences says they're hopeful for organizations' newly released code of conduct will have an impact. The Academy, which oversees the Oscars, says members must behave ethically with respect for human dignity, inclusion, and a supportive environment that fosters creativity. The new code of conduct comes from a steady stream of sexual misconduct allegations, which caused the Academy to remove producer Harvey Weinstein in October. Montreal casting director Lucie Robitaille says she was surprised the Academy never had a code of conduct, but hopes it will now lead to change. Many residents of Los Angeles are being prevented from returning home as firefighters continue fighting the area's wildfires. Jason Nathanson reports.
We've learned that one firefighter was hurt in that intense firestorm that sprung up Wednesday morning in Bel Air.
Some burns around his neck. He was of that first group that responded, but he's going to be all right.
Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says that's the only injury on that fire, and firefighters have been able to get more containment lines around all the L.A. fires. But still, well over 100,000 people can't get back into their homes because L.A. City Fire Chief Ralph Terraza says high winds could continue to whip up flames through Saturday.
We're not done. We're in the middle of this event.
Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Los Angeles.
That's QNET News on 91X to 4:07 p.m. Sports is next.
A message from Quinty Waste Solutions.
How do you recycle glass? First of all, if the glass can be refunded at the beer store or LCBO, this is the best way to recycle glass bottles and jugs. For things like jars, residents can place glass items on top of the fibrous blue box. The important thing to remember with glass is that if it is broken, it must go in the garbage, or else it poses a safety risk for our drivers. Glass has to be visible so it can be separated properly instead of getting broken in the truck. Thank you for taking the time to recycle your glass with care.
This has been a message from Quinty Waste Solutions.
Good afternoon, I'm Sabrina MacDonald with QNET Sports. In OGHL news, the Gananoque Islanders go up against the Picton Pirates at 7:30 p.m. tonight. Tomorrow night at 7:30, the games going on are the Trenton Golden Hawks take on the Newmarket Hurricanes at Duncan Memorial, and the Wellington Dukes have a game against the Markham Royals at the Markham Centennial Center. In NHL news, the Winnipeg Jets look to rebound from a lopsided loss when they visit the Florida Panthers in NHL action tonight. The Jets have the best record of any Canadian team, but they didn't look the part this Tuesday in a 5-1 loss at Detroit. Also tonight, Montreal hosts Calgary and Vancouver welcomes Philadelphia, while Ottawa visits Los Angeles. Also in NHL news, the Pittsburgh Penguins have placed defenseman Justin Schultz on injured reserve with a lower body injury. Schultz left Tuesday night's loss to New York in the first period following a collision with Rangers forward Rick Nash. Schultz has 2 goals and 10 assists in 23 games this season for the two-time defending Stanley Cup champions. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev says the state will never acknowledge the accusation of state-sponsored doping that prevents the Russian team from competing at the Pyeongchang Olympics because it considers it false. Medvedev, speaking at the cabinet session today, says, "We can't and will not acknowledge false conclusions." President Vladimir Putin said yesterday that Russia won't boycott the Olympics. Medvedev says the cabinet will support Russians who want to compete as neutral athletes at the Games in February. Calgary's Matthew Tkachuk appeared to spear Toronto's Matt Martin from the bench in the Flames' 2-1 loss to the Leafs in a shootout. Leafs coach Mike Babcock sounded disappointed in Chuck's actions.
That's junior hockey stuff, he'll learn over time.
LeBron James drained a three-pointer with 15 seconds left and finished with 32 points as the Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Sacramento Kings 101-95. Here's John Michael with the call as James hits a three-point shot to seal the win against the Sacramento Kings.
Wade to trigger, 5 seconds on the shot clock, 20 seconds on the game clock. It's lobbed to LeBron. He's at the right point. He works on Sampson. Step back three. He nails it!
Two-time Super Bowl MVP Eli Manning is back as the New York Giants starting quarterback after being benched by former coach Ben McAdoo. The benching combined with the team's 2-10 record resulted in the Giants firing McAdoo on Monday. Manning was put back into the starting lineup for Sunday's game against the Dallas Cowboys by interim coach Steve Spagnuolo. Manning says he has great respect for his former coach.
I have great respect for Coach McAdoo, and I don't think this is his fault, but obviously, just where the team is, the Giants had to make a decision, and that's what happens when you're 2-10.
Send us your team or league scores, email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. It's mainly cloudy and a chance of flurries earlier this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of -5, and tomorrow expect a mix of sun and cloud, becoming cloudy near noon with some snow and amount about 5 centimeters. Wind will pick up a bit too, and there will be a high of -1. At 4:11 p.m., it's 1 degree. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Sabrina MacDonald, QNET News. News on 91X is next at 5.